us than we've seen you provide for us. Father, we thank you for growing our church body. We thank you for the provision of this building and financial provision. And we thank you that you brought Jimmy to serve among us. And Father, we pray that you would give us wisdom today as we vote on extending to Pastor Gill a call as an associate pastor here. Father, we pray that you would give our congregation great wisdom and unity. We pray that you would continue to grow, bless, and mature your people here. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the ballots will be passed out. Remember, it is commuting members age 16 and above who vote. I think we've also got some pens that are coming around. And I'll talk a little bit about this while the ballots are coming around. Voting to call Jimmy as an associate pastor, of course, would make him a voting member of the session. And it would also allow him to be a representative of our church to higher such as presbytery and general counsel. Jimmy is already ordained. He was ordained as a Southern Baptist pastor. Of course, we recognize that ordination, so we won't reordain Jimmy. But as a way of transferring his credentials into the CRAC, just to let you know what Jimmy went through, he had a very extensive written exam, which I proctored. He was given 12 hours, I think he finished in 11 and a half. Also had an oral exam on the floor of presbytery, did an excellent job on both the written and the oral exams. And so this is a step that our session believes would be in the best interests of the church. To pass, Jimmy will need a two-thirds vote. And if he does, we have tentatively scheduled his installation on June 23rd. So that's how this will work. Just a couple other things while the ballots are getting passed around. I do want to thank you all who participated in our two-service survey. And you may be wondering what happened to those survey results. Did they just disappear off into cyberspace? The officers did look at those results. And to be frank, the survey results were very inconclusive. They didn't give us any clear direction and have sort of sent us back to the drawing board. I know some of you were wondering about other options. You know, are there ways that we could avoid being a multiple service church if God were to continue to grow us? You should know we've looked at expanding this building, and we consulted with an architect, and we were told that's just not really possible. We know we don't have the funds to do a church building project like we'd like to someday, so that's out of the question. So to be quite frank with you at this point, we don't know what direction we'll take. So what I would ask you to do is pray for two things. Pray God would continue to grow our church, despite the fact that we don't have clear direction about this. And also pray that God would give to the officers of this church wisdom, that we might lead this church in a way that will best serve our ministry and our mission, that will best serve you all as members of this church. But it's just not clear what that best course is. At this point. So we have been able to fit a few more chairs in the sanctuary, so that's bought us a little bit of time. But Lord willing, if we do continue to grow, it's a decision we'll have to make and a bridge we'll have to cross. So we'll do that when we get there. Also, quick Trinity House update. Please continue to pray for Peter Lighthart and the formation of Trinity House. The launch for that is going to be August 26th, that week. If any of you have a free week, and you're looking for something to do at the end of August, or extra vacation you're looking to use, be great to take this class that Peter and Jim Jordan are going to teach on biblical interpretation, how to read the Bible. Should be a fabulous course. Basically, the schedule is pretty much all day long, Monday to Friday that week, and that'll be happening four times a year, classes like that. There'll be other lecture series. We've got Timothy George lined up as the first guest lecturer to come in, and he's actually going to come in and talk about the Baptist view of baptism and the Baptist view of the church and give us a chance to interact with him some about that. So a lot of good things going on with Trinity House, but just continue to pray for it. We're also going to need homes to host students in the fall, so that's another way that you could serve Trinity House if you're led that direction. And one last announcement. Remember, we've got the Trinity Fest Barn Dance coming up. We've got a caller for the dance. It should be a lot of fun. Whether you've ever done one of these or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you got any experience or not, doesn't matter. It's the kind of thing you can invite friends to. We'll have a meal together. Should be a lot of fun. Fun for all ages and skill levels, if you know what I mean. What we'll do, I think if we collected all the ballots, Gilbert. Okay, if we don't have your ballot, you can get that into us. Let me go ahead and pray for us to close this meeting. That'll dismiss this meeting, and then we can reconvene over at Spain Park at the Modern Pavilion. We'll pray the rain holds off for us. We can get some volleyball in or whatever, but you'll be free to go. So, and then what we'll do, we will announce the election results at the picnic. So you got to come back to find out. We're going to let the suspense build. All right, let's pray. Father, we do give you thanks and praise for all things. We thank you for all the many ways, again, that you have blessed us as a church, the way that you've blessed us as families and individuals, and pray that we might live together as a covenant family, that we might show the love of Christ to one another and to fellow Christians outside of this church, and indeed that we might show the love of Christ to our whole city, even those who don't know you, that through our love they might be drawn to the Savior. Father, we pray for our fellowship gathering, our picnic today, that you would bless us, that you would give us good weather, that you would allow us to enjoy your good creation, your beautiful creation. You'd allow us to enjoy eating together. You'd allow us to enjoy fellowship with one another that would be a blessing to each of us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.